Good morning.
Good morning. Now
coming to the last page, really, I think today we can finish last page of the diary. And then we come, go back to the front, where we left been systematically, you know, in the beginning. So let's see how. From last week, some phrase from last week. Today I prepare for the coming of the King. What am I and who are you, O Lord, King of eternal glory? O my heart, are you aware of who is coming to you today? Yes, I know, but strangely, I am not able to grasp it. Oh, if he were just a king, but he's a King of kings, the Lord of lords. Before him, all power and dominion tremble. He is coming to my heart today, but I hear him approaching. I go out to meet him, invite him. Would he enter the dwelling of my heart? It was filled with such reverence that it fainted with fear. Falling at his feet, Jesus gives her his hand and graciously permits her to take her place beside him. He reassures her, saying, "See, I have left my heavenly throne to become united with you. What you see is just a tiny part, and already your soul swoons with love. How amazed will your heart be when you see me in all my glory." Just the appearance of Jesus, just partially, already, you know, this whole paradise there. So imagine in heaven, always the fullness of joy. The word of Jesus. But I want to tell you that eternal life must begin already here on earth through Holy Communion. Each Holy Communion makes you more capable of communing with God throughout eternity. Now you see, treasure it. Most of the church, they don't believe in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist. Only the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox believe in the Holy Sacrament of the Blessed Sacrament. The rest, this is just kind of memory. So it's unfortunately, they don't believe. Jesus can't be present there, no? So we thank God for this. And so my King, that's her word, I do not ask you for anything. Although I know that you can come, you can give me everything, I ask you for one thing only. Remain forever King of my heart. That's enough for me. Today I'm renewing my act of submission to my King, my faithfulness to interior inspirations. Another phrase. Today I'm not forcing myself to make any special preparation. I cannot think of anything, though I feel many things. I long for the time when God will come to my heart. I throw myself in his arms and tell him about my inability and my misery. I pour out all my pains on my heart for not being able to love him as much as I want. I rose within myself acts of faith, hope, and charity, and live on that throughout the day. Now, she's preparing her soul to meet Jesus. I think we have to, at times, no? Prepare ourselves. Today, my preparation is brief. A strong and living faith nearly tears away the veil of love. The presence of God penetrates my heart as a ray from the sun penetrates crystal. At the moment when I receive God, all my being is steeped in Him. Amazement and admiration overwhelmed me when I see God's great majesty, which stoops down to me, who am mystery itself. These bursts forth from my soul immense gratitude to Him for all the graces that He imparts to me, and especially for the grace of being called to His exclusive service. Secretary of the Divine Mercy, you know, so it's a special job, not only on earth, but still in heaven. So I think she's working hard that we can share the spirit of the Divine Mercy. Today in Holy Communion, I want to unite myself to Jesus as closely as possible through love. I yearn for God so ardently that it seems to me that the moment will never come when the priest will give the Holy Communion. Waiting so long, eh? My soul falls as if into a swoon because of my longing for God. When I receive Him into my heart, the way of faith was torn away. I saw Jesus, who said to me, "My daughter, your love compensates me for the coldness of many souls." Just one soul can compensate for many souls. Imagine, if we are friends, they are cold towards Jesus, you'll be double your heart, double your heat towards Jesus to compensate. After these words, I was once again alone, but throughout the whole day, I lived in an act of reparation. Today, I feel as an abyss of misery in my soul. I want to approach Holy Communion as a fountain of mercy, and to drown myself completely in this ocean of love. When I received Jesus, I threw myself into Him as into an abyss of unfathomable mercy. And the more I felt I was misery itself, the stronger grew my trust in Him. So, be humble. In this abasement, I passed the whole day. Today, my soul has the disposition of a child. I united myself to God as a child to His Father. I feel completely like a child of God. That means trust. When I had received Holy Communion, I had a deeper knowledge of the Heavenly Father and of His fatherhood in relation to souls. Today I live glorifying the Holy Trinity. I thank God that He has deigned to adopt us as His children through grace. Today I want to be transformed whole and entire into the love of Jesus and to offer myself together with Him to the Heavenly Father. During Holy Mass, I saw the infant Jesus in the chalice, and He said to me, "I am joining in your heart and you see me in this chalice." After Holy Communion, I felt the beating of the heart of Jesus in my own heart. Although I have been aware for a long time that Holy Communion continues in me until the next communion. Today and throughout the whole day, I'm adoring Jesus in my heart and asking Him by His grace to protect little children from the evil that threatens them. A vivid and even physically felt presence of God continues throughout the day and does not in the least interfere with my duties. Today my soul decides to sow in a special way in love to Jesus. When the Lord entered my heart, I threw myself down at His feet like a rosebud. I want the fragrance of my love to rise continually to the foot of your throne. You see, Jesus, in this rosebud, all to my heart offered to you, not only now, when my heart is burning life coal, but also during the day when I will give you proofs of my love by faithfulness to divine grace. Today, all the difficulties and sufferings that I will encounter, I will quickly seize with rosebuds, like rosebuds, to throw at the feet of Jesus. Little matter that the hand, or rather the heart, bleeds. Even suffering is important to close to Jesus. Today, my heart, my soul, is preparing for the coming of my Savior, who is goodness and of itself. Temptations and distraction pardon me and do not let me prepare for the coming of the Lord. So at the time, the last moment, it's not easy, you know, to concentrate all the distractions. He therefore is doing something his own. So we have been, must be strong. Therefore I desire even more ardently to receive you, Lord, because I know that when you come, you will rescue me from these torments. And if it is your will that I should suffer, well then, fortify me for the struggle. Ask the grace to struggle. Jesus, Savior, who have died to come into my heart, drive away these distractions which are keeping me from talking to you. It's not easy even talk to Jesus. Jesus answered me, I want you to become like a knight. I mean those soldiers. Experience in battle. Who can give orders to others amid the exploding shells? In the same way, my child, you should know how to master yourself amid the greatest difficulties and let nothing drive you away from me, not even your faults. We should master ourselves. Today, I have been struggling all day long with a certain difficulty about which you, Jesus, know. Today, my heart, remember you, trembles with joy. I desire very much that Jesus come to my heart. My longing heart is inflamed with an ever-increasing love. When Jesus came, I threw myself into his arms like a little child. This child, the image of child, is trust. The word of Jesus, although in Chinese, Jesus, I trust in you. The trust and childlike is the same. I told him all of my joy. Jesus listened to these outpourings of my love. When I asked pardon of Jesus for not preparing myself for the Holy Communion, but for continually thinking of sharing in the joy as soon as possible, he answered that most pleasing to me is this preparation with which you have received me into your heart. Today, in a special way, I bless this your joy. Nothing will disturb that joy throughout this day. Today, my soul is preparing for the coming of the Lord, who can do all things, who can make me perfect and holy. I'm preparing very carefully for his reception. But there arose difficulty as to how to present this to him. I rejected it at once. I will present it as my heart dictates. When I received Jesus' Holy Communion, my heart cried out with all its might, Jesus, transform me into another host. I want to be a living host for you. You are a great and all-powerful Lord. You can grant me this favor to become another host. Do you ever dream to be like that? To be another host? Try to put in your soul. To be another Jesus, but no matter where you go. All the corners in the world as a host. Even Jesus cannot enter your family there, you'll be the host there. It's beautiful. And the Lord answered me, you are a living host, pleasing to the Heavenly Father. But reflect, what is a host? Jesus answered, a sacrifice. And so, a sacrifice. That's why we dare not to be a host. dare or to sacrifice as much as Jesus would. Oh my Jesus, I understand the meaning of host, the meaning of sacrifice. I desire to be before you, before your majesty, a living host, that is a living sacrifice that daily burns in your honor. When my strength begins to fail, it is Holy Communion that will sustain me and give me strength. Indeed, I fear the day on which I would not receive Holy Communion. My soul draws astonishing strength for Holy Communion, even by the time you cannot receive, because you cannot take anything out, you know, drinking or nothing. Already Jesus there, no? You already another living host. O living host, lights of my soul. Today, my soul is preparing for Holy Communion as for a wedding feast, wherein all the participants are resplendent with unspeakable beauty. And I, too, have been invited to this banquet, but I do not see that beauty within myself, only an abyss of misery. And although I do not feel worthy of sitting down to table, I will, however, step under the table at the feet of Jesus and will beg for the crumbs that fall from the table. Yeah, you know, from the gospel, no? The woman say, you're not worthy, you don't. Even not for little dogs, no? You're little dogs, but little dogs can kick something to crumble from the dining table. Knowing your mercy, I therefore approach you, Jesus. For sooner will I run out of misery, then will the compassion of your heart exhaust itself. That is why, during this day, I will keep arousing trust in the divine mercy. The last phrase of her diary. Today, the majesty of God is surrounding me. There's no way that I can help myself to prepare better. I'm thoroughly enwrapped in God. My soul is being inflamed by His love. I only know that I love and I am loved. That is enough for me. I'm trying my best to be faithful throughout the day to the Holy Spirit and to fulfill His demands. I'm trying my best for interior silence in order to be able to hear His voice. So after that, she cannot write anymore, and she's waiting for time. Jesus is taking her. The rest is going to the nooks, the footnooks. So we finish diary. Next week, we start again. You unite? That would be nice, eh? So next week. Okay. So we have the Spirit. Today we learn, you know, it's important to be another host.